I'm Dr. Peter Michael Foley. I'm an assistant professor of companion animal medicine at the Atlantic Veterinary College, University of Prince Edward Island. Our objective is to provide what veterinary care we can to remote communities like Nain. So we vaccinate and deworm animals. We offer some spay and neuter surgeries here. And we do our best to help out any kind of medical problems in between, infections, chronic disease. We don't have a whole lot of diagnostic equipment here, so we can't do x-rays or ultrasound, but we do what we can and provide recommendations for anything that we would need to refer elsewhere. We're here for just over 4 days. We head out on Monday morning.
So how's the clinic going so far?
It's going great. We're having a great time here. The pace is pretty good. We're not too overloaded. And we're seeing some great animals, great owners, and we feel very welcome in the community, and we're having a great time. Certainly, we've had a lot of support from the people who've been here. And this is our third time here. We were here in 2014 and 2012. Certainly, when we started off here, I think it was a learning experience for both the community and for us to see how we could fit in and what kind of services we would provide. And with each subsequent years, I think the members of the community have a bit better idea of what we can provide and how that would help them. So we definitely, when people come here, it's nice to see people we've seen before. They know what they want for their animals, and we're happy to provide whatever they want. You know, it's their choice whether they want vaccinations and deworming, or whether they have a surgery they want done, a spay or a neuter for their animal.
Are you noticing any differences between this year and 2014?
As far as diseases go, we see pretty much the same diseases. They don't change. So need for vaccination and surgery. We'll see all kinds of different diseases, from some chronic things like heart conditions and diabetes and arthritis, to more acute things like injuries, that sort of thing. The thing that is probably changing a little bit is since the community has seen us in previous years, people have a better idea of what we can provide. They come with specific requests and specific ideas of what they'd like for their animals, and we think that's just great that we can do what they want us to do rather than us trying to tell them how they should live their lives here. I think people have an idea of what works in their community and what works with their animals, so we're happy to help them. The people that we've seen here, it's been constant, the love that they have for their animals and their desire to keep their animals in the best of health. That hasn't changed at all. We have three veterinarians. There's me, there's Dr. Heather Gunn McQuillan, who's our hospital director and a veterinarian from the Atlantic Veterinary College. And we have Dr. Becky Inkpen, who practices in Goose Bay.
I'm Dr. Heather Gunn McQuillan, and I'm a veterinarian on the Chinook Project.
What do you think of the clinic so far?
It's amazing. This is one of the best experiences for us and for our students, and we are so happy to be here.
Goose Bay came in, and she's only 3 or 4 months old, and so she's coming in and getting done, and she's just getting free medic right now.
Has had its tranquilizing medication, so it's nice and calm, and we're putting in an intravenous catheter to give it its medication to put it under general anesthesia, so it'll be asleep for its surgery. This is our first neuter of the day.
Hey, buddy.
How's the dog seem to be doing so far?
Good. He's doing really well.
Nice dog.
Super friendly.
Yeah. We're just going to get his catheter in. Get him ready for surgery.
Michelle, do you want to just give him some scratches behind his ears?
Hey, buddy, quick poke.
We also have a team of 5 veterinary students. They're all from the Atlantic Veterinary College, and this is part of their studies to come up here and practice surgeries under our supervision and help see outpatients as well.
My name is Michelle Goryev, and I'm a 4th-year veterinary student at AVC, and I'm from Hampton, New Hampshire, so I'm from the States, a long ways away from here.
How did you end up here?
Well, I applied just like the rest of my class. It's a very popular rotation, and we're extremely lucky to get it. So everyone kind of puts in an application and hopes that we get chosen. So the five of us were chosen for Labrador, and I think three other students are going to Nunavut in the week that we get back. It's been great so far. We've only been here for a couple of days, but we've done 8 surgeries, seen almost 30 medicine appointments, and we've got a lot lined up for today as well. And all the dogs have been great. The community's been very welcoming, and we're just very blessed to be here so that we can do what we can to help these dogs and stay healthy.
Rita Ann.
And what's your dog's name?
Shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah.
Hi, Shadow. He's pretty restless right now.
Yes. He got loose last night and ran out of the house when he opened the door. And so I went looking for him this morning, and he came running back to me with his face swollen. I knew that the vet was here, so I called down and they told me to come here. And hopefully they'll give him something for the swelling to go down. I wasn't sure if it was like from fighting another dog or not, but there's no blood, so maybe it's just an allergic reaction to something, but I'm not sure what.
How's this guy looking?
Dr. Foley is now just taking a look inside the mouth. Having a little trouble.
What I'm seeing there, of course, is what you're seeing, that he's swollen on one side of his face there. There's a few different possibilities as to what could be happening. He may have had an insect sting that he's having a really excessive reaction to. So it could be a type of allergic reaction. It doesn't seem to be life-threatening, like his heart is beating fine, he's not going pale or anything like that. The other possibility, if it's not a reaction to an insect sting, would be that it's trauma, that he took a blow to his head, like he was clipped by a car or something, or truck. I'm not seeing any blood from his nose or from his mouth, so I'm thinking that trauma is less likely. I think it's more likely that it's an insect sting that he has. So we can give him some medication to help try and bring down some of that swelling.
Mm-hmm. The medication we're going to give him is just going to be an injection.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. And, I didn't get to do the injectable.
Helps bring down the swelling.
So what does it mean to you guys to have the vet clinic?
It's really good. I was too busy the last couple of days to come down here, but I was going to put an application in for him to be seen. But I'm not sure like what he needs done. So it's going to be good to have some questions answered today.
It doesn't really sting, but obviously it's not so nice getting a needle in your muscle. So Paul and I will just hold them tight for a moment, and Kelsey will get the injection.
Watch your hands. Keep your hands back.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. We good?
Some of that swelling, and maybe have a little bit better look at him afterwards.
So what's the prognosis, Peter?
Well, at this point, his face is pretty swollen, and so we can't get a good look, so I've given him some medication to bring down that swelling, and if it's an allergic reaction that we're dealing with, that should help stop the allergic reaction. So we're going to give him a little bit of time for that to take effect. It's still possible that he sustained a blow or another dog had bitten him, but at this point we're not seeing any bite marks. The prognosis is probably pretty good. He's stable, his heart's beating fine, he's breathing comfortably. Things are looking good for him.
So if you had to hazard a guess, would you say some sort of allergic reaction?
I would. Just the fact that I haven't seen any other signs of trauma on him, that would be the most likely thing that's happening in my mind.
Do you have many emergencies like this coming in while you guys are here usually?
This is the first one of our visit here this time around, but we'll usually have one or two emergencies show up. Yeah, it could be anything.
Is that an operation in progress over
here? Yeah, so we're starting a neuter on this side, and we're going to be doing a spay. Oh, one second.
How old is it then?
About 3 or 4 months. But we can absolutely spay her at this time, and because we don't know when or if we're coming back again, it's one of those things that the owners of this dog really wanted to have her done, because it could be years before she would have the opportunity to be fixed again.
Now we got a prepper.
She's good.
Okay. So these are all adults. Baby tooth, and that one's wiggly too. That one's ready to come. So she's on the 4 month mark. And this is when they start to lose all of these.
I'm Dr. Inkpen, formerly Dr. Jackson, and I'm the vet in Goose Bay Labrador. Right now, Dr. Chris is in the middle of his first neuter all on himself. Very simple surgery for the males. On average, 15 minutes. Easy recovery. They do very well. So I graduated from the vet college in 2007, and that was the year the Chinook project started. Wasn't able to go on it myself that year, so only 4 students went, and when I ran into the coordinators a couple years later, I said, well, why don't you come to Labrador instead of going all the way out west? It was easier, and I'll be your local person to help you get going, and we've been going every year since. Yeah, it's been wonderful for the communities up here. In school, they learn how to do this with an assistant helping, so our goal up here is to teach them how to do it and use your instrument as your assistant. Reality is you tend to do these on your own later.
It's always a challenge to try and fix things over the phone, but we do what we can, and it's nice when we get up here.
You know, like that case with the swollen face, they would have called me, I would have said give some Benadryl, but it's nice to be able to see it and know for sure that that's what it needed. They're lucky, and it worked out well. We always have some emergency that comes up when we're here, and timing works out for somebody.
Christine Nukosuk, name.
What animal did you bring in today?
Eric's dog, Zach.
What's Zach here for?
For his needles and check up on his left hind leg that's been bothering him for a while.
And so what does it mean to have the vet clinic here in Maine?
It means a lot to all the pet owners to get their vaccinations.
And would you like to see a vet clinic come in more often? Or?
Yes, they're very busy. They're here for a few days. I'm sure they could use a few more days, but if I don't know if they'll manage to get every pet done, but I'm sure if they come at more regular basis, the dogs, they wouldn't be so busy.
Would you like to see a vet here in Maine all the time? Or?
Yep, absolutely. This is a big town. There's a lot of pets here. I'm sure a vet would be very busy.
So, Peter, what's the deal on Shadow? How is he looking now?
Yeah, he's looking about the same, so his the swelling on his face is no worse, and he's still breathing okay. So the possibilities are that it could be an allergic reaction to an insect bite or an insect sting. The other possibility is he may have gotten into a fight or may have otherwise sustained trauma to his face, and with it swollen so much, it's hard to see there. And with his thick fur, it's hard to see if there's any small puncture marks buried deep under that fur. We just can't see it at this point. So what we're doing is, since he's no worse, we're going to give that medication a little bit more time to take effect. And he's going to swing by later on this afternoon. We'll have another look at him and see at that point. If it's an allergic reaction, it should be mostly cleared up by that point. And if it's trauma that he's had, we may be able to see it a little bit better and possibly put them on antibiotics if it looks like there's an infection there. The Chinook project is ongoing. We have funding to keep going for the next few years at least, and it looks like it's going to continue. The support we've had here is really great. We feel very welcome here, and we're really excited. Our team, we've been looking forward to coming here for the last few months, and so we're really happy to be here and helping out in whatever way we can.